The log is off.
Hello, mate. How are you doing?
Hello, Danikins. Another new session on the go. If you notice, I've called you Danikins this time.
I hated that.
I quite like that because didn't I call you something ridiculous last time as well?
Yeah, you did. I don't like Danikins though. That's stopping. Make that the last of them. So okay. It's been a while, IRL. Do you know what IRL means?
No.
In real life. We've had a bit of a gap between the last one and this one in real life. So
are we giving away the secrets of our podcast production by telling them that, you think?
I don't think so. I think we're just, you know, we're on a break.
Well, last time we recorded something, Nigel Farage was banking with Coutts. Now he's not.
So, is that like an epoch of time, is it? Farage's banking.
Pre-Coutts and post-Coutts. That's quite hard to say.
Yeah, well done. Yeah, what else has happened since we last did one of these? I can't remember. Things have happened in the world.
My mind's gone completely blank of any sort of historical thing that's happened in the last... the Queen died.
No, that was like...
That was several years ago, mate. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm just trying to throw people off the scent.
Several years ago. Oh, I mean, yeah, it was 10 years ago.
So, last episode, we did Blue Moon. And we did do Blue Moon. I think we had a very, very good outcome for you.
Really good. I enjoyed it. In fact, I've enjoyed it so much, I've had it since.
Oh, interesting.
Here's an interesting point, right? So what's the crack with that? Am I just allowed to drink lager and the drinks we've had, or can I try things on my own solo?
Well, like any good lover, you should always try something solo. apparently. Yeah,
are you going to allow that?
I don't think it's cheating to do that. So I think that's allowed. I mean, I wouldn't want to force you to a pub and like make you drink Foster's or something without you really wanting to. But if you see a little cheeky, interesting beer, you know, it's always good to go, yeah, I'm going to have a bash of that.
Do you know what? I found myself picking the cans up and reading them and looking for things like how they should be refrigerated and percentages and whether they've got citra hops, things like that.
That's because you're becoming a beer geek. Can we insert a beer snob buzzer?
We should definitely have a beer snob buzzer there.
Beer snob.
So it's definitely having an effect. And it's only episode 9. So it's, you know.
So as our avid listeners will attest, all, how many views? All 9 of them. Have we actually broken 9? I think we might have broken 9.
Yeah.
So as our avid listeners will attest, you've got a bit of a thing about can art. And I think being attracted to cans in supermarkets and in passing bottle shops is always good. And the other thing is, obviously, you're a real temperature monkey now. So finding your own way in the beer world with temperature and cans is probably a good start.
Yeah. And I'm finding that I am drawn more to these kind of colourful cans than the standard boring ones.
Well, there is no more colourful a can than today's offering.
I know, it's a right Bobby Dazzler.
It's a Bobby Dazzler indeed. So shall we break? Shall I break cover and tell everyone what we've actually got this time?
Yeah, let's jump into it. I wouldn't mind a drink, actually. It's been a long time.
I'm a bit parched myself. So this time we have from further over my neck of the woods, from near Bradford, from Saltaire, we have Salt Brewery. They've been going for quite some time now. This is yet another supermarket special that I saw in, I think this time it was Morrison's.
Yeah, I found this quite difficult to get.
Yeah, it was one that I picked up and told you about. And we are having Salt ICAT, which is a double dry hopped dipper, which is a double IPA. What's a double IPA?
A double Indian pale ale.
More booze.
Right, is that just basically... Oh, fuck me. I've just seen the percentage. Right, okay. It definitely is more booze.
So this is a hoppy tropical beer, 8% ABV. You're not going to get a double IPA with less than 8%. That's usually like your sort of level for a double IPA. I would be expecting in this one quite a bit of hop, quite a bit of fruitiness, probably a bit of mango, a bit of passion fruit. I think it's got some Citra hops in there, so that's going to be giving us some tropical fruits. So, yeah, I'm quite looking forward to this one.
Yeah, and can I just do my can review while I've got Please. A sec? So this can is, probably can't see it, but it's like, what would you say, neon pink? It's got like neon pink hexagons
it's a
on.
Neon is it hexagons? Pink, one, two, three, four, five. Neon pink honeycomb.
And do you know what it reminds me of? Blockbusters. You know the TV game show Blockbusters, where you had to get across the board? That's exactly what it looks like, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's exactly that.
Yeah.
I don't know what ICAT means.
No, I was hoping you would. There's nothing on
it
there.
It does. It says on the can, the Indonesian craft of tie-dyeing yarn before it's woven.
Oh, right. What's that got to do with that? I don't understand that.
Let's go with it. Excellent name for a beer. I can't really well thought out.
Can I just say, temperature, this has been in my fridge for probably 8 weeks. Probably longer, actually. So I should have the temperature cracked.
And is it, well, this is really, really going to tell us whether your fridge is fucked or not. Is it cold? Well, it's cold.
Yeah, it is. Right, okay. Yeah, it is.
So you know you need to leave stuff in your fridge for more than half an hour to cool down. Oh, you're all cracking. Right. You're cracking. Mmm. Smell.
It smells a bit like that rocket lolly thing.
Really? I suppose it's tropical like that. Where we're going on the colour scale for this. Now, don't be alarmed if you have a few little bits floating in this. Sometimes you do on double IPAs get a little bit of funk in the background.
Well, what's that?
Just like shit. I don't know.
I don't want to drink it.
It's like a byproduct.
Look at your glass.
It's nice, isn't it?
I want one of them.
Proper beer glass. On the piss chart.
Let's have a look. I'd say that's... I haven't got any light in here. It's fairly healthy, I would say.
Well, if you're peeing that colour, you are not healthy, mate.
I've just seen yours on the screen and that you're right. It's dark as hell.
it's like falling off Everest dead climber piss.
Is it green boots?
Green boots. It's like very unhealthy mountaineer.
Yeah, you're right. It's just because it's quite dark in here. I thought it looked see-through.
So I've been away the last, before we take a slurp, I've been away for the last couple of weeks, working away. Actually, let's take a sip and I'll get into this. Cheers.
Right, okay. Cheers, mate.
Are you drunk?
First of all, that's what it is, isn't it? You can taste how strong this is straight away.
It has got a bit more of a boozy edge, this one, yeah.
That is mad.
Remember, never judge on your first sip.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. It's bedding in now. Right. So what were you saying?
We'll come back for the tasting notes later.
Yeah.
So I was away last week, and I did some out-of-town drinking from what I would normally do. So I frequented some pubs in the south of England, in Norwich, to be precise. And Norwich fancies itself as a little bit of a real ale town these days.
So, I don't think I've ever been in Norwich.
I've been a few times now, and I hated it at first, but it's actually grown on me massively. It's actually a really good city.
So can I ask a question? When you go to pubs, do you just go to real ale pubs, or are you not arsed?
Okay, so this is interesting then. So as you know, I'm a beer geek, and I do try and seek out stuff, and I do try and be a bit more unusual. So I have been using my real ale finding apps this time to find my way around the city.
That's getting a beer snob, is it?
Beer snob.
So I've been using Real Ale Finder, that got me to a few places, and I used the camera app as well. So I did find quite a few places. So it was this weekend or last weekend. It was incredibly hot. So beer was almost, I don't know about you, but when it's really, really hot, beer makes me even worse. It just makes me start sweating buckets. So it was quite a challenge.
Oh, no. It makes us want a beer more.
Yeah, it makes me want a beer, but then it makes me really hot. So until I sort of stabilise my temperature. So I had this trip around Norwich by myself. Now, I did actually, and I don't want you to be alarmed at this, but I did over a gallon on my route.
What's a gallon? 8 pints?
Yeah. So I think I had 10 pints. Jeez. By myself though, and this is the interesting thing. So I was completely solo on my pub crawl. It was a solo pub crawl, like a pioneering, let's go mountaineer again, why not? As I walked around, not really knowing my way, following me map on Real Ale Finder.
Fuck. And you, right, okay. So I've got some questions. Did you mean to do this? Was this something you set out to do, or was it just see how it goes?
It was, I got up that morning, I went and had some breakfast.
Yeah.
So I went into a little cafe and then went back to where I was staying, and I was thought, I need to do something else today. You know what? I might go into Norwich. Just see what happens in Norwich.
Yeah.
I actually got the train in from where I was staying, and then I knew I was always on a timer because I had to get the train back. So I had a train basically every hour to get back home. But my drinking wasn't meant to start straight away. I thought, I'll go for a pub, have a pint, and I'll have a walk around. But my walk around and the way I went kind of just developed into pub to pub to pub to pub. And then all of a sudden I ended up in the centre of Norwich when I thought, actually, I've had enough now. I'm going to go home. So it was like, it was sort of not planned, but became planned.
Right. And I know you, and I know how this would have went. You would have done that first one and went, all right, I've got a taste now. I'm going to see if I can find some more decent boozes. And then I bet you by about pint three. So did you do a different pub every pint?
I didn't repeat a pint. But I did have more than one pint in a couple of pubs.
Right, okay. So you had different pints, but not necessarily different pubs. Yeah. All right. Right. So I'm going to say two things I think happened. You got talking to someone, and you became quite pally with them, and they invited you to the table or something.
Right.
Did that happen?
No.
Did it not?
No. I did not speak to a single soul other than bar staff.
Really?
Really. And I was quite surprised at that myself, because usually I would that would happen. I would get latched on.
So I've been out with you before, and we've been to places like London and stuff, and I've gone for a piss, and I've come back, and you're sat at a table with people like your fucking long-lost brothers. Yeah. So that is unusual.
It didn't happen. I was literally by myself the whole time.
So what were you kind of doing while you were stood having a drink?
This is where I want to talk to you, because for drinking by yourself, first of all, it could be deemed that you're an alcoholic going out on a Saturday daytime by yourself and drinking by yourself. The second thing is, how weird do you look in a pub by yourself? And I don't know, because I feel quite comfortable being by myself in a pub. But I can imagine other people looking at us must be thinking, is he by himself?
I guarantee you don't want to give a shit. No, not at all. Because you know why? They're in the pub.
Yeah, but they were with groups of people.
Yeah, but do you do that, though? If you're sat in a group of people, someone stood at the pub on their own, you think, fucking hell, alcoholic. Normally only an alarm bell goes when that person's got piss patches on the trousers or...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I hadn't wet myself or anything. Although I was at a couple of stages because it was 29 degrees. I was sweating quite profusely on a few occasions. Honestly, it really was 29 degrees. I'm not exaggerating. I was absolutely soaking through at some points.
So were you just chatting to the bar staff or were you just kind of stood there watching things go by?
No, because it was so hot, a lot of the time I was going outside. So I was sat out in the beer gardens because some of the pubs were really, really warm inside. And honestly, it was quite strange because, like, even talking to bar staff, some bar staff do not want to talk to you. And again, I don't know if that's because they thought I was weird because I was by myself on a Saturday afternoon.
Probably because you're northern.
Well, this brings me on to another point. The difference between north and south beer is immense. So when I get a beer, I like a head on me beer. I like it to be creamy. I like it pulled through a sparkler. In the south, that those things do not compute. I did take a couple of pictures of pints, which I'll post around the place. And basically, you've got this light, bubbly head, which is like the last soap suds in a bath. Oh, absolutely crap. I did get used to it a bit. But next time I'm just going to take a sparkler in my pocket and ask them to put on the sparkler every time they pull a pint.
A sparkler? Like it's your birthday?
For the bottom of the pump. Right. Yeah. Just light the sparkler and say, yeah.
then people would think you're weird if you just stood at a pump.
There is no fucking way on God's green earth that any southern place can argue it has better real ale than the north.
Wow, that's it.
That's a big statement, I know, and it will be met with complete animosity, I'm sure. But I had some ruined beer on my journeys.
Why do you think that is? Just laziness, culture? What is it?
I did go to one pub, and it was a real ale pub, and it was really old school. It was like it still had like Skittles, you know, Skittles on the snooker table.
Yeah.
It was one of those kind of places. It was full of people, and they poured me beer, and it was pretty good, actually. It was no sparkling one, but you've got like a mound of foam on the top, and there were big, oversized glasses. Whereas some of them I was drinking quite good beer, like from some quite good, what I think are quite good breweries, like Ampersand, like Mr. Winters. They're all sort of Norwich-based breweries. And I've had them in cans and on cask up north, and they were far superior to up north than the ones that were down there. So shocking opinion. Sorry to be a bit of a beer geek.
Are you going to be going at Norwich again?
100%. I've done clockwise now. I need to go counterclockwise.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll do this now, right? And however many people listen, there might be someone from Norwich at some point. Norwich, if you're listening, your beer is shit.
Don't say that. I'll get like persecuted on Twitter.
But you've just said that in a roundabout way.
I know. I'm scared now.
No, no. Let's go all in. Get your sparklers on, and make sure that you don't serve crappy, foamy, crappy-headed pints.
And if you wanted less than how to pull a pint, I'm your man.
Ah, that's just arrogant.
I know.
Mate, what? Oh, because God. Did you find yourself like wanting to say that, like, oh,
I'll tell you the highlight of my beer drinking and the low light of my beer drinking that day. So the highlight was probably the first pub I went into. The second pub I went to. First pub was a bit shit. Second pub I went to it was on the river. It had a beautiful beer garden on the river. It had three or four different casks on, which were really interesting, and some from some brews I hadn't had before. It was pulled averagely, but I'll get over that.
Yeah.
That was great. Low light. Fucking Brewdog.
Well, Brewdog's got a bit of a place in our hearts, hasn't it? In terms of, because the first episode we ever did was Brewdog.
First episode we ever did was Brewdog. Unpublished.
Unpublished so far.
So far.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was, but as we referred, Brewdog are basically big, massive shit.
Yeah. Massive shit.
Allegedly.
Well, yeah.
But what they've did for craft beer is how they've also ruined craft beer, I think. But I went into this brew dog place in Norwich, and they're all the same, aren't they? They're all that industrial-looking type of thing. And I got two guest beers. I didn't buy brew dog beer in there, actually, because there's no point buying brew dog beer in a brew dog pub, because you get your eyes ripped out regardless of whether it's their own or someone else's, I just don't understand.
Shouldn't it be cheaper in their own pub?
100%. 100%. I do not understand how they can have effectively tap rooms, or, you know, I suppose they're not tap rooms, they are pubs, but how they can charge £6.50 for a pint of their own beer.
Because what will that cost them to manufacture a pint, right? A pound?
50p, if that. And the quantity they're producing is even less. So, yeah, I find that incredulous. Anyway, I didn't have their beer. I had some guest brews. But I was just sat. So I couldn't sit outside of Brewdog because all the tables were full. So I was sat inside Brewdog by myself on a table really close to two tables either side. I had a Chinese family on the left of us that were tucking into some sort of chicken burger.
Yeah.
I had a couple having an argument on the right-hand side of us about what food they didn't want to eat. And that was a real low light. I was just sitting there by myself thinking, I don't want food. The beer's all right, but it's over expensive. I don't know what to do next. So that's where I hit the bomb. But after that, I went and had a pint of Beaver Town, would you believe so?
Another
popular one for the podcast.
Yeah, love a beaver.
Yeah, so that was my weekend. So it was, solo drinking, I think, needs to be embraced. It needs to be embraced a bit more. And perhaps if there was more solo drinkers out there that weren't weirdos or had pissy pants, we could all club together and just basically go out like a big giant social club.
Yeah, just like meet up and see what happens.
Yeah. Are you by yourself? Yeah. Fancy a pint? Yeah, great. Oh, I'm only having one. I'm moving on to the next place. Yeah, no problem. Have a little chat.
Just invent a conversation. you could have... Actually, that's not a bad idea. You know how how dating works now? So you've got like... I don't know what the apps are called. Fucking... I nearly said Grindr. That's the gay one, isn't it? Not that there's anything wrong with Grindr, but
I only wanted a pint, though. I didn't want to have sex with anyone.
No, but you could have on these beer apps, you could have, is anyone, you know, I found this pub where I want to go and I found this beer. Is anyone about for a pint?
That sounds like serial killer territory. Basically.
Okay.
That sounds like you're getting chopped up into pieces and put in a bath of acid.
And then sold for £6.50.
So, yeah, your livers go to China. Your heart's going to Indonesia, and the rest of your body's going in the river.
A brew dog.
Yeah, it's been me the big beer. So solo drinking, I think, is a pastime that we should all embrace a little bit more, so that it makes people like me feel a little bit more comfortable when I have to go out by myself.
But actually, the good point is, when you're away from work and stuff like that, away for work, and you haven't got any people around that you know, you're socialised, aren't you?
Yeah. No, I didn't. I've got to say, well, I went out at like 2 o'clock or something, and I didn't get home till 10. So I didn't do too badly.
And there was a kebab in bed.
I didn't even have a kebab. What did I have? I can't remember what I had for my tea. No, but I didn't even have a takeaway. I walked back from the station, which was 2 miles as well.
Blimey.
So by the time I got home, I was pretty sober.
Yeah. That's too far. Oh, speaking of food. Air Fryer Chronicles.
I like it.
Right.
So I'm just going to go back a little bit. One thing that I was going to try in the air fryer was air fryer lasagna from the last podcast. I'll let you finish.
Right,
I'll
leave
it there and I'll let you finish.
Because this is good, because I think I've found... So air fryers, I think, do things sometimes better, sometimes worse than ovens. I tell you the one thing that they do 100% better than ovens, chicken wings.
Mm.
Me and my son got some chicken wings because we get them quite a lot because we quite like them. And normally do them in the oven. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad.
So you make your own here, you get raw chicken wings, source them up. Yeah, okay.
But they're just, if you put them in the air fryer and low and slow, and then whack it up towards the end to get a bit crisp on them, phenomenal. They just drop off.
I think I said this before. I used to spend quite a lot of time in Houston, in Texas, and they go mad for chicken wings. Yeah. And I got a little bit spoilt there because the chicken wings you get out there are bigger than like drumsticks that we get.
Yeah.
Here. They're huge. Whereas I find the chicken wings we get here a little bit like
the quality shit.
Small.
Yeah, yeah. I like supermarkets and that do them shit, but if you go to butchers and stuff, I think you probably get good ones. But we just get them from the supermarket, but the air fryer ones, brilliant.
Nice. So that's you heard it here first recommendation. What sauce did you have on it?
Barbecue.
And did you cook them? Did you cook them in the air fryer in the sauce?
So you start off just cooking them raw, right. And then you get them to where you want them to be. Then you crunch them, crisp them up by going high, and then you put the sauce on and put them in for like the last five.
High on high.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know how they do them in America.
No.
Deep fry.
Yeah, well, I would imagine they do. It's the same as Scotland, isn't it? They just deep fry everything.
Oh, so that's Norwich and Scotland. Great.
And America.
And America. All right, okay. Yeah, well, I am partial to chicken wing. I love a chicken wing with potato salad.
Potato salad?
Yeah, I know. That's, again, it's an American thing, but potato salad, you make it with a bit of mustard and a bit of spring onion and a bit of mulched down potatoes and mayonnaise. Oh, bloody lovely.
Mulched down?
Bit of, no, mulched down potatoes.
Oh, I thought that was a breed of potatoes.
Break them down a little bit.
No, okay, so what's the crack with the lasagna then?
So I haven't gone full lasagna yet. I haven't been here, to be honest, to do it. But only last night I did make a spaghetti bolognese. So I made a bolognese sauce.
Stop. Stop. If you tell me you've made a spaghetti bolognese in the air fryer, I'm gonna disconnect.
So I made a spaghetti bolognese on the hob.
Okay.
And I realised we didn't have any pasta.
Yeah.
So I was going to go to the pub, and my wife was coming back from work, so I was making for it for tea. And I decided, right, well, I'll have mine when I get back from the pub, basically. Mm-hmm. So she took us to the pub, got some pasta, she cooked the pasta. So we don't ever have spaghetti bolognese in the English style, where you put the pasta and then put the sauce on top, we all mix it all together.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I do that.
Yeah, so I did that. So I got home, made some homemade garlic bread in the air fryer. I'll come to that in a minute. Got this concoction, this spaghetti bolognese concoction. I put it into a metal tray that we've got that fits inside the air fryer drawer.
Yeah.
Warmed it up in the air fryer with cheese on top. But it was superb because it makes those little crispy bits of pasta that are sticking out and all the cheese gets proper, like, heavily grilled and crispy. Oh, delicious.
That is awesome.
Absolutely delicious. And I thought that is a step closer to air fryer lasagna.
Yeah. So this is what I love.
It's happening. It's happening.
It's the air fryer is almost like redesigned how I have to think about food again.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
So me garlic bread, stale baguette, and I opened it up and I actually cut the butter into like slices and laid it out like cheese on a sandwich. On one side, and then spread chopped up garlic on the other side of the bread, put it together, wrapped it in foil, banged it in the air fryer for 15 minutes.
Good.
Woke up in the middle of the night, absolute chronic heartburn and a dodgy stomach. Honestly, the bread was wet halfway down through the butter. It was unbelievable.
Do you know what I was reading the other day, right? That sometimes you can have, you know how allergies can just come on? So people, as they get older, sometimes have food allergies that just come on. And apparently one of the biggest ones is garlic.
Well, it made me do it. It made me sing on the toilet earlier this morning, put it that way. But I did also have a few beers, so it might have been that as well. So the air fryer chronicles continue. I think... Looking at the lasagna, it's getting closer and closer and closer to something that we can actually achieve perfection with.
I think the problem with lasagna is the layers, because you've got to manage them layers well.
I've got an idea. I've got an idea. Watch this space.
Okay. But definitely try chicken wings.
I will. Chicken wings are next to go.
Mate, so I'll finish this beer.
So if you had any word of advice for the listeners before we move off off from the beer, from the Air Fryer Chronicles, if you were going to say, look, this is the one tip you've got to look at when doing chicken wings in the air fryer, what would that be?
Right, preheat your air fryer.
Oh, fucking, there you go again, a bloody preheat your air fryer.
It's essential, right? And then put the wings in, but put them on like 150, 140, so quite low. And then let them cook for a little while.
I don't want the recipe. I just want you to give you one tip to the listening public about how to do air fryers. Go. And if you say preheat, I'm going to stab you.
High heat to crisp them up towards the end.
I'll let you off. So what the listeners have got to go by is whack your heat up at the end for the ultimate in chicken wing. Yeah. Air fryer technology.
And then you'll get that, you know, them little sort of skinny.
All right, okay.
You've sold it. Let's not over-egg the pudding.
that's for another air fryer. I call air fryer
puddings. Chronicle. That's an interesting one.
Okay, right. I am actually going to try chicken wings now because I never actually thought of chicken wings for years.
Yeah.
You might have hit on something really good there.
You have to have like right, 400 like because there's not much meat on them.
Yeah, because there's like a gram of meat. Right, so I'm three quarters of mine has gone.
I finished mine.
Yours.
Yeah.
Salt Brewery ICAT, 8% double dry hopped double IPA.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you what I think about it.
Tell me.
At first off, I could taste the alcohol in that, and then that slowly went away. There's a taste in that. I can't... I might say something daft here, but don't laugh. And I think it's because the words on the can. But it tastes salty.
So there is a type of beer called Goze, or Goza, as some people call it, which is
Goza.
Yeah.
I am Goza.
Not Goza, Goza the Gozerian. And that's made with salt, and that really sometimes does have a real like clang of savouriness to it. This one, let's have another taste. I get what you mean. I get what you mean is it's got a savouriness to it. But I think the savouriness comes from the fact that it is dry hopped. So dry hopping means that they literally just put hops in at the end, like floating on top, and stir it around the mix to let it dry hop. And I think that's what it might actually be.
Can I ask a question? Going back to Norwich Day Out. Were you drinking, like, what are you doing?
My dog's just been sick. And has eaten it.
Oh, why did they do that? Bastards. So can I ask a question? You know, on your Norwich Day Out, were you drinking like 8%ers?
In Brewdog, I had the highest one percentage beer of the day in Brewdog, and I think that was 11%.
Fuck.
But I only had a half.
Right, I've got another question. Did you stay on beer or did you have anything else?
Stayed on beer all the time.
So here's something I've worked out recently. Because I quite like red wine every now and then.
Oh, God. That's how much I like where this is going.
But what I've noticed is, so sometimes on a Saturday night, I like have a couple of cans and then a couple of glasses of red wine. And if I have the red wine, I'm asleep, like 9 o'clock. But if I stick with beer, I'm fine.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's because of the higher alcohol, obviously. Just makes you tireder.
So maybe if you had a nice imperial stout instead of the red wine, it might send you the same way.
Possibly. That's what I'm saying. So if you have the high alcohol beers, do you feel more sleepy?
Not when you're out.
No, I suppose.
I think you only fall asleep when you're at home, don't you?
Yeah, because you're comfy and
relaxed, yeah, and sitting there, yeah. But I know at no point did I fall asleep.
Right, okay. But I know I can vouch for that, so you might have done. Because you drank on your own, you sad cunt.
So there we go. The truth comes out now. So everything I've tried to do to portray a picture of me not being a sad bastard by going out drinking by myself, that you've basically agreed with, you've just fucking undone in the last second by saying I'm a sad cunt.
I'm sorry, that was a shit trick to do. I'm sorry. I take it back.
I mean, talk about attacked.
Mate, let's go back.
Let's get back to this beer. This is spelling the death knell for this episode.
I tell you what though, I'm not getting any tropical, which it states on the Blockbusters board.
Oh, I think it is tropical.
Nah, it smells a bit tropical, but
I think it's tropical in the fact that it's got the hoppy tropical hoppiness, but it's got quite a heavy alcohol as well.
Yeah, it's definitely heavy on the old ABV.
So, shall we ask the question then?
Go for it.
Is the lager on or is the lager off?
Lager's off.
The lager's off.
Well done. Excellent. Okay, so I wouldn't say I wouldn't say this is one of my favourites so far, but it's definitely okay. It's all right.
Definitely a step up from Foster's.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I think though, so like Blue Moon, Duvel, Beaver Town, Rocket Lolly, I would have more than one of them.
Yeah.
Whereas this, I'd be like, that's fine.
No, this is not designed to have more than one of. And to be fair, at 8%, and this is a 440 can, I'd probably share this can.
Serious? Anyway. Serious?
Yeah, I'd probably just share that between two people.
Really?
Yeah.
And how much would that... So here's another thing. Can you get pints of this, like, draft?
So with this one, we've kind of jumped two steps because really the logical one to give you first would have been a double dry-hopped IPA, a DDH IPA. So that would have been sort of 5%, but double dry-hopped to give you the extra hoppiness to it. Whereas what we've done is we've doubled up, we've gone double dry hop, but we've also gone double IPA. So we've gone up in hoppiness and alcohol.
Wow, that was a brave one then for episode 9.
So it was a double step up really.
Yeah.
But what it does now is it opens a whole world of other things because at round about the 7 to 10% mark, there's a lot of very interesting stuff that we can start getting into.
Good. So we'll probably sum this up by talking about the next episode, which will be episode 10.
Can I just interrupt you? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It absolutely honks of dog sick in my office right now. Like, it's vulgar. Like, to the point where I'm going a bit green.
All right, shall we move on then?
It's taking away the taste of the iCat.
So hopefully, next episode 10, won't be dog sick. However... Well, what we have said is that if Mark gets lager off again...
The fuck's Mark?
Mart. Did I say Mark?
I think he said Mark.
I didn't say Mark. I said Mart. If Martin gets episode 10 lagers off, then he gets a free hit on the next one. Is that right?
No, I'm on the free hit next one.
Eh?
Yeah. It's episode 10. It's a bit of a milestone as it's 10 episodes in. So what I'm thinking is I want to go really peculiar.
Is that because the dog's been sick?
But yeah, it might be dog sick at the moment. But this beer, I've got the beer in mind already. This is a wild card. This is a very interesting one, but it does not do anything to the winning streak.
All right, so okay.
We're 9 for 9. We're now thrown in the wild card for episode 10. It's a bit of a special.
Yeah.
And then we'll get back into it for the streak after that.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. Yeah, more than happy with that. Actually, I'm quite excited to see what you're going to bring. So I guess that's not going to be an Asda one.
It's not going to be an Asda one.
Though. Sainsbury's?
No. Not Sainsbury's. Actually, it might be able to get in Waitrose.
I'll tell you where else I saw Marks and Spencer's. Do they do decent beers?
They're doing their own beers. I don't know who's brewing it for them, but I've had one. I had a Black Forest Stout of theirs, which is quite good, actually. It was really pleasant. Never know, they might make a show up in the next episode.
Yeah. Well.
Right, mate. Until next time.
Yeah. Enjoy it.
C'est la vie, as they say.
All the best. See you later, mate.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The log is off.